Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Exposition, a show about the art and culture scene in southeastern Ohio. With me is Valerie Thomas, and she runs the Artisan Market and Studio or something like that. It's such a long name.
I know. It's Gallia County Artisan Market and then the Artisan Shop and Studio.
Right.
Yes.
That thing.
That.
Okay. So what's going on down there this month? This is the October edition.
Yes. October 28th, which is a Friday coming up, we will be having an open house, and we welcome you to dress up in costume. There will be a best costume prize, and it's a BYOB, and you can and there will be light refreshments, and we hope you can come. It's on the 28th. At the Artisan Shop and Studio at 300 2nd Avenue, Gallup Place. And then other things are coming up, of course, like we have classes and things like that. But go check out our Facebook pages for the events listed. And
what kind of classes do you offer?
We have everything from painting, stained glass making, and cake decorating, and watercolor painting. And the list goes on and on. Basket weaving is coming up. So please check out our Facebook page and come see us at the Artisan Shop and Studio.
We have a special guest today who has an interesting business in Portsmouth.
Yeah. Yeah, she's awesome. This is Cinnamon Wellington of the Happy Pot.
Hi. Yay. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming. We're so happy to have you.
Well, I own the Happy Pot. It's a paint room pottery art studio.
Which we're missing here in Galpolis. So.
Yes. Well, we are mobile.
So
you can check us out on Facebook, the Happy Pot Studio, or thehappypot.com. There it'll show you a little bit of what we do. Our colorful art studio holds about 40 artists at one time.
Wow.
We do different painting techniques. We can paint with shaving cream, bubbles. We do exploding paint. We do wet paper techniques.
Oh, my goodness.
Anything you can imagine that you would do on a canvas, we can do with pottery.
That's so excellent.
So this is pottery only?
Pottery only.
Okay, and what I understand, you don't have to pour the pottery. The pottery is already fired once?
Yes. Yes, our pottery is already for painting. So you would come in, wash your hands, pick your pottery, and then we explain how the paints work and all the tools that we have to create your masterpiece. And then after you're done, you leave it with us. It takes approximately 1 week for us to glaze and fire. We do about 250 pieces at a time. And then you come back and get it, and we make it look beautiful. It's shiny, and it's not anything how you left it.
Right. That's so I used to do a little bit of that, and it's kind of surprising. The color of the glaze that you put on there is not necessarily how it's going to look in the end.
No. And that's my favorite part because it's kind of a mystery.
Now, when you pick it out, can you pick out what color it's going to be?
Yes. Yes. We have an area where all of our paints are, and we have tiles that are already glazed and baked.
Okay.
So once you pour that tile, say you choose a pink, when you pour that, it might look purple.
Mm-hmm.
But once I glaze and bake it, it'll be a hot pink. So I would have a tile with that number that correlates with that paint to show you what color it'll be like once it's glazed and baked.
Okay.
So what you see is what you get
from
that.
Yeah.
I mean, well, the end product.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
I always tell people not to pick from the paints, to pick the numbers from the tiles, because it won't look anything like that.
Yeah.
So what are these other things that you do with it, the other stuff you put on. How does that work?
The glaze. It's the paint itself has a glaze in it.
You said like bubbles and different things.
Oh,
like
yeah, the technique. Yeah, that came with me just being bored.
Oh.
I'll be honest. You know, you can come to a pottery studio. We have over 1,000 pieces, maybe closer to 2,000 now. And you can pick and paint any way you want. Well, that, you know, to get people coming back again and again, you kind of have to make it a little exciting.
So
we have come up with different ways to paint.
That's amazing.
We can take dishwashing soap, paint, and water. It's kind of like a measure. Well, you put it in a cup and you blow bubbles. And then the bubbles come up and it falls over on the pottery and then they pop. And then it leaves a distinct pattern on your pottery with those paint colors.
Does that turn black or just a totally different color?
It's a totally different color. Whatever color you choose is whatever paint I put in that cup. So if you chose army green, then your bubbles would pop army green.
Yeah.
Same way with shaving cream. You paint it a certain way, then I take aluminum foil, put it on the table, put shaving cream down, and then take a knife and, like, ice it like a cake. Take paint, pour it all over, any design you want, roll it, let it sit, and then I gently rinse it off, and it'll give it kind of like a galaxy look.
Hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, and then we bake it.
Because that's all a chemical process.
Yes.
It's just hard to figure out what it would do.
Yes.
Except just without.
You're so brave.
Yes, and the same way with the exploding paint.
Ah.
I mean, that's Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer is amazing. But, yeah, it'll shoot up about 30 feet in the air. We do that with local Boy Scout camps for mobile events. It's fun. You explain a science element to painting.
Now, what's shooting at 30 feet?
Well, you have them paint,
okay.
And then we take old film cartridges, and
okay.
we put water and paint.
Plastic. Thing.
Yes, and then we put a fourth of the Alka-Seltzer in there, and we shake it up, turn it over, and then the pressure will build up, and then it'll shoot up in the air.
Crazy.
But that's not in the kiln.
No, that's not in the kiln.
Okay.
And technically, it shouldn't be
in
your art
in the
studio
kiln.
Either.
Things that blow up in the kiln are
not good. Yes, no, not good.
I was wondering, how do things blow up and not destroy everything?
Yes, well, and that's exactly what it does. It destroys everything, and that's not good for business.
Right.
Not good for business at all.
Oh, no.
Does that ever happen?
You know,
cracks or
yes,
something?
Cracks, yes. Sometimes, because our kiln's so large, I have to stand on my tippy toes sometimes to get pieces out.
Wow.
So I've actually fallen in the kiln before unloading. Yes, I have.
I'm sorry,
yes,
I didn't mean to laugh.
But, you know, I was talking to a professor one time, and he said that I could be doing this for, you know, the next 50 years, and you're always going to have an uh-oh. And that's kind of what makes life exciting, is that sometimes you don't know what's going to happen. You just have to be honest, and that's what we're proud of at the Happy Pot is if there is an uh-oh, we tell you the truth, and we make it right.
Yeah, that's
What would cause things like that?
Cracks.
Yeah, cracks and explosions.
If there's a bubble in the pottery.
The biscuit itself.
Yes. It, as it cooks as greenware, it can cause an explosion or... as far as a crack, that could be anything. That could be a hairline fracture. That could be how it was poured and molded.
Not necessarily the way you paint it.
No. Mm.
So it's more in the pottery itself.
Yes.
Is there anything you should look for when you're picking your piece out? Because you can probably pick your own thing, right?
Yes.
So you don't, like, have greasy hands and, like, finger everything.
Yeah, that's very, very important. Most people don't realize that oil and dirt from your fingertips can affect how the paint adheres to a piece.
Okay.
So it looks like that it's adhered when you sit down and paint it. But once I go to bake it, it doesn't bake on the piece.
Oh.
So you'll have just big, raw pieces of bisque.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's very, very, very important that you always have clean hands when handling any kind of bisque.
I think it would be fun if you just kept a lot of those bad pieces and then... maybe at the end of a class, you have a couple people have gotten frustrated. And just have them wing it against the wall.
Well, it's funny.
Boom.
It's funny that you mentioned that because we actually do throw paint.
Oh.
in there too. So, you know, it's a great stress reliever.
Yeah.
That happened by accident. I had a little
happy
one in
accident.
There. Yes, a little happy accident. And I had a little one in there, and he was trying to paint, and he was basically throwing it at his piece, just taking his brush and whipping it. And I thought, oh, you know what? That could work. So I went and got a cardboard box, put it on it on a little Lazy Susan, and let him throw paint.
That's
and now that's a big hit. Those little ones love, and I can't lie, I do too. I love the
little Jackson Pollock going on there.
Yes.
It's
got
to be cool just to throw something.
Yes.
There's been times that
that's
honey,
another
you get,
great part
you
of
get
things.
You
go throw
and you, like,
something.
Pick up something. I was like, that's expensive.
I'm just for paint. And I'm going to make a piece of art.
It's already ruined, then what the heck?
Exactly, and it would be a wonderful mosaic.
Yeah.
You could take all those pieces and create something wonderful out of it.
Oh, my gosh,
I mean, this could be another business for me.
Yes, it could. Oh, my God.
Take stained glass.
Yeah. Very cool.
I'll remember to thank you.
Okay, no problem.
That's right.
When I'm on the Today Show.
Yes, that's awesome.
So you said you would travel around. Where do you travel? This is not... to my house for a birthday party.
No, I've never actually went to someone's house. I'm not sure how comfortable I would be with something like that. But what we do is large events. So we'll do things for hospitals, schools, Boy Scout, Girl Scout camps, any kind of nursing home, residential homes, anything with at least 12 or more painters, we'll actually take the art and go to them and do that.
So what would you,
great.
How would you pick out, would they come to the shop and say, okay, we want these type of pieces?
Yeah. Well, actually, what I do is I talk to them. I get a price point of what they're looking for, and then I try to give them at least three options. And then they'll decide on what piece, and then I show up. I have a portable paint chart so they can see what it's going to look like when it's baked. They can pick their colors, and then I just assist them from there. And then when it's all done, I pack everything up, take it back to the art studio, unload, let it dry for a good day afterwards, and then glaze it, and then put it in the kiln.
So when would you pick things up? Would that be like the next week?
Yeah, I try to always say we always have Thursday pickups. So if you are a large organization and you came in I came to you and we did 150 pieces, something like that would at least take me with being a small business at least a week to get back to you.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a school and I'm doing ornaments or something like that, usually I can come out to you on a Monday and have those pieces back to you by Friday.
Wow.
We individually bag them, we box them by classroom, and then we deliver them to them.
That is so great.
That's the best part. Yeah, it's the best part about being a small business is that you have that personal touch.
Mm-hmm.
They get to know you and your family, and you get to know them and their likes and dislikes. So it's fun. It's a whole new exciting chapter.
I know we've been running some things on the screen. Do you want to put up some more pictures of art that you've had created in there?
Yeah, there's our Happy Pot van. That's something that we use in local parades. When we do mobile events, that's something I drive. The kids get a big kick out of it. It has a sound system. We play music. It has a light show underneath. It even has a microphone so I can talk to them, and they get really, really tickled. They call it the Scooby-Doo van.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a local painting technique class that we did last Saturday, actually, and that is the Frankenstein mug. And what we do on Saturdays is around 1 o'clock, we take one piece of pottery, we teach a certain technique, and we discount that pottery. So you can get a group of girls together, guys, kids, and you can come in and make a masterpiece. We also do things for Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day. Right there is a ball team, birthday parties. Any reason to party, we will make it happen.
Yay.
Yes. we're big in our community with doing community support, and that is a type 1 diabetes day camp that we participated in. Our studio is also handicap accessible. We do large events. That's for Women's Heart Health. That was for 200 painters at Southern Ohio Medical Center. And these are the people that love me the most, that volunteer and walk on my parades.
Oh, good.
With being a small business, you know, it's my husband and I and our daughters. We have a teenager that comes and helps us on the Saturday. But most of the people that you see here are the ones that when I do these large events and I go to the Boy Scout or Girl Scout camps and I do over 100 painters, they're with me helping and believing in us and my dream. And these are schools. This is Notre Dame Elementary. I did a popcorn bowl, a large bowl, and I took each of their fingerprints and I made it into popcorn and I raffled it off at a community event and from that third grade class.
How do you do a fingerprint popcorn?
Well, you take their little fingers and you put paint on it and you put it down. And so I'd have one here, one here, one here, one here.
Okay.
And then I'd go back and trim it out in black to make it look just like popcorn.
On one piece?
Yes. Actually, in the serving bowl. It was like
a large
this
thing,
big.
So
yes.
They all get it on there?
Yes. Yeah. So okay. There, all their pieces were there. And then
so
I,
is it like white paint?
Yellow for popcorn. The inside was white, and then I trimmed it out in blue, and then I used stickers, which a lot of people don't realize, that you can use stickers and paint over, and then take the sticker off. It makes your lettering look professional. So,
oh, okay, you take it off before you fire it.
Yes,
okay.
Yes, and just then you fill it
I'm
out.
I'm always thinking fire.
Yes, yes. Not exploding anything in my chest. I promise you, not exploding
fire.
Anything. Exactly. Chemical reaction.
Right.
Exactly.
So is there anything else you can put on this stuff besides the glaze, you know, like sprinkles of whatever?
Well, not really.
No.
Like, you know, we had talked about trying glitter once to see what that would do.
Yeah.
I've not attempted that. I'm sure it's not a good idea.
Because it's got metal.
Yes.
In it that could...
Yes, but you know, you never know what's going to work unless you try it.
Right.
You know, so as long as no one else's pieces are in there, so I can't damage anything.
I thought maybe there might be a glaze that comes in flake form.
There are different glazes. Anything you can imagine, you can buy a glaze there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when it gets expensive.
Okay.
Obviously, we would buy in bulk because we're doing large pieces at a time. So if I bought a different kind of glaze in a we'll say in a gallon, that might be enough for one load, but not enough to continuously try.
Mm-hmm.
So if you did a group and you came to their place, school or whatever, would they all get the same, you know, if we're all doing cups or bowls or whatever, or would they all do different things?
It's up to whoever is hosting the event. In their budget, yes, in their budget. So if I'm doing ornaments, I may bring 6 to 8 different ornaments for those children to choose from.
Like a flat tag kind of thing?
Yes. We do have 3-dimensional ornaments also, but I've never done those with the schools. Usually with the schools, we do a flat ornament, and then when I write their name on the back of the piece, I identify it with the one for maybe classroom A, B, because I may do 8 or 10 classrooms at a time.
Right.
So I have to be able to separate all those and keep all that straight in my mind to be able to deliver them properly.
Oh, sure.
And you probably have to keep a sheet of what kids have what ones?
Well, that's where my symbols come in. I kind of say I go to Mrs. Campbell's class. So Mrs. Campbell's class could be, I could put Cinnamon Wellington on the back of that ornament, and I may put a C to remind myself that it's Campbell's class, or I may put a 1, meaning that's the first class that I've done of the day, to be able to keep it all straight. And then each class I'll give a new symbol to, and then I'm able to keep it all straight.
Okay.
By the grace of God. So far, so good.
Yeah.
I think both sides of your brain are working.
Sometimes.
Do we have any more pictures that we haven't gotten to yet?
Oh, superheroes.
Yes. Yeah, so we try to keep it a little interesting. We have serving platters and things for adults, but, you know, what small business shouldn't love a superhero? And that's kind of what I feel like we are, superheroes. We've taken our dream and made it a reality.
That's so great.
And our pineapples and our donut banks. Oh. I have a five-year-old. She helps in all the pottery selection.
That's
Bubbles.
Okay.
That's Bubbles.
Gosh,
that's a dinosaur bubble.
That's kind
of
cool.
I love it.
I guess that's Bubbles.
Yes, that's also Bubbles.
Wow.
And the middle was taped off?
Mm-hmm.
How beautiful.
And that's a very interesting piece. That is a platter that a woman did for her mother for her wedding. So she painted it, and then I sent my underwriter pencil, and each guest signed a leaf.
Oh, my goodness.
And then brought it back, and I glazed it and baked it. So that was actually their guest book.
That's
cool.
So beautiful. What a great idea.
My husband is also an Iraqi veteran.
Okay.
And that was one of the tanks
that
he saw.
Wow.
Yes.
Because Mike, you would know.
Mm. Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Angry bird.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
I guess that's a piece of pottery there with a lid?
Yes, it's a coffee cup with a lid.
So the lid is plastic or something?
Mm-hmm.
Is that a minion?
Yes, of course. Yes, a minion. Yes, there's so much you could do with pottery. People... You know,
I was doing this like 30 years ago. We didn't have that kind of thing.
Well, again, people think of it as an old art, mm-hmm. and it's not. It's so fun and so exciting.
Possibilities are endless.
Exactly, exactly. And you can make it as fun as you want to be.
Yes.
So I think it's up and coming. I think it's something that we haven't given it enough thought of.
Yeah, we were doing stuff like the flour and sugar and, you know, those things with the lids on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the traditional pieces.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or
coffee cup
or
mug
or
some vase and things, which are
all
can be beautiful.
Yes, they can.
Wonderful.
Do you do like plates and cups and things
mm-hmm.
you can actually use? And you have
yes.
Is there a difference in the glaze that you have to use?
Mm-mm.
No.
Anything that we glaze is food and drink safe.
Okay.
And dishwasher.
Mm-hmm. Dishwasher, no. They don't.
No. Oh, okay.
Yeah, they don't suggest that you ever put a piece of pottery that's been glazed in the dishwasher.
What would happen?
You know, I'm not really sure. I'm not
is
sure if it would help
the water,
with like.
Or is the drying sequence?
I'm not sure because they're oven safe.
Right.
So I wouldn't think it would be the drying.
I was just thinking maybe if there was a bare spot that would get wet and soak it in, and then when you get the drying, maybe that does something?
Yeah, and maybe. I'm not sure. That's something we need to Google.
Mm-hmm.
I will Google that, I promise.
Yeah. Awesome. And the food on your
face. So what kind of prices, I guess if you went to do an organization, the organization would play a flat rate?
Mm-hmm.
And if you just came, you know, a couple to the shop, then you would do individual rates?
Yeah.
How is that? Is the size of the piece or how many paints or what do you think
yeah.
do that?
Yeah, it's usually just the piece itself. Everything's individually priced. That includes your studio time, your paint, your glaze, the use of electric in the kiln. It's all included in one price. And then all you have to do is pay tax. So we'll just, for example, we'll say you wanted just a plain coffee cup. That coffee cup may be $15.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just incorporate tax and that's it. If you're a large organization wanting a large event, what we do is once we decide on that piece, I'll draw up an estimate and we'll give you a flat rate of me coming, doing the piece, going back and doing all the hard work, which is glazing and baking, individually bagging, and then we'll return that piece to you. And then we'll give them one flat rate.
That's
so
great. How fun is that?
Maybe I'm backpedaling here. How did you get into this? Because you were not trained in that necessarily.
No, I was a social worker for 13 years. I have a degree in social work and special education. So my husband and I were in South Carolina. We took my niece, who wasn't even one at the time, to a paint your own pottery art studio. We had the best time ever. It was amazing. We went to a couple others, just him and I, on dates. And then we were blessed enough to have our daughter, and we did it with her. And we had decided we had saved our money, and I thought that's exactly what our community needed. Hmm. We needed an outlet. We needed an area where you could go for 1 hour or 2 hours and just be happy.
Yeah.
Just be happy. So, and that's how we did it. Everything we've learned, we've talked to professors, we've interned, we've researched and researched and researched, and we've just learned. We make mistakes along the way. We're still learning. But that's kind of the excitement of it.
Yeah.
And that's one thing with art. You never, like, just master it. It's like, I'm done learning. This is good. I'm done with it.
Mm-hmm.
There's always something else to learn.
Yeah, and it's kind of exciting because you never know what the next day is going to bring. Who's going to come into the art studio? Because I learn as much from my customers as I learn from myself. Actually, I probably learn more from them. I love to just sit and watch how people's minds process, how they interpret things, because that's very inspiring, and it I think it makes me a better business owner because those are the things that I appreciate, and I think that's what makes us successful.
Yeah.
That's one thing I've kind of said about education. Education may open your horizons, but in certain creative aspects, education is limiting because it would tell you, this is how you do it. But a child, when creating, they don't know where those boundaries are. Like you said, the kid that was just throwing stuff at it, you know, they may discover something new because they weren't taught that you can't do that.
And I don't know who came up with the idea that said that when you become a grown-up, that why we have to have those boundaries. Yeah.
Right.
Why can't we still
be,
that you can't be creative and you can't think independently, that it has to be, A, B, and C. Well, you know what? You can get to C. Sometimes you just go around B.
Creative license.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay. So where can they find your...
art studio?
Right.
All right. Our address is 1420 13th Street, Suite 213 in West Portsmouth, Ohio. If that's too far away for you, find us on Facebook, The Happy Pot Studio, or get online, thehappypot.com. We look forward to painting with you.
Okay. Well, this has been fun. And
thank you for having me.
You might have to
sneak
down there and see what it's like.
Or maybe I'll bring some to you and we can explode it right here.
Let's do that. Let's explode some paint.
Okay. Well, thanks for watching the October edition, and we'll see you next month. And I think we have a painter on next month.
Yes, we do. And I call him Patrick the Painter.
Okay.
But he will say his name, and it'll be the right name.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. In November.